Now the question for Brian, Bryan McFalls, MCFALLS, August 1666. Address as a letter, Dr. Patel, P-A-T-E-L, 539-4480. Dear Dr. Patel, a follow-up for Mr. McFalls, advanced renal failure, secondary to insulin-dependent diabetes, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension. He already has an AV fistula open and ready to be used, last visit in April. Social issues, looking for guardianship for his grandson. His son is underage, as well as the mother of the kids. A legal dispute, besides being very expensive to him, he is causing a lot of stress. He's following a diet, managing his diabetes the best he can. No reported vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. No reported decrease in urination, infection, cloudiness, or blood. No active ulcers or claudication symptoms. There is a umbilical hernia, potential repair, Dr. Smith. He's the one who did the AV fistula. Other review system is negative. He is due for an eye exam already more than 1 year. Eye doctor in Clare, C-L-A-R-E, Claringbold, C-L-A-R-I-N-G-B-O-L-D. Next paragraph, medication list review, phosphorus binder, calcium acetate, on vitamin D-125, insulin pump, blood pressure includes Norvasc Coric Lasix. Next paragraph, pressing weight 176, blood pressure 150-270. AV fistula open, no stealing syndrome. On the left side, next paragraph, diabetic nephropathy, next number, hypertension, fair control, next number, mineral bone abnormalities, continue, phosphorus binders, present level less than 4.8. Next number, no anemia, does not require treatment. Next number, mild metabolic acidosis, 20, monitor over time. Next number, normal nutrition, potassium, sodium, and calcium. Chemistry is in a regular basis. Come back on the next 4 to 6 months.